Why water baptism? Bar 12. On Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any information or any information about my books which I've written, or have a question, please be free to contact us at our WhatsApp number 0722-367-124. That's a +27 international code. Or go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, all small letters. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, you are most welcome. I hope you enjoy it, but please go to part one. We already missed quite a bit of information. It's very, very important to also subscribe to the channel so that you can be notified about all the other studies that we are currently busy with, and also the TikTok messages, very important. Please share the link with your friends and family, for it's free, the subscription to be subscribed. And please have your 1611 King James Bible ready, a pen and a writing pad. The following information is very important. We are not members or part of any messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Root movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We are not part of Jehovah's Witness churches or the Seventh-day Adventists. Instead, we are not affiliated to any church, denomination, group, or lot of people in the world. We are not affiliated to any church. Instead, we are only an end-time Bible study group who is operating throughout the world, and people is studying the Word. We're living in the time. The Bible says, my people goes astray because of a lack of knowledge. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible according to the 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version. It was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam in 1860. This is one of the oldest Hebrew stroke English Bibles you will lay your hands on. I have a couple of them in stock. Should you require, please contact us. According to this 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yafashua. It was never Jesus. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally Ruach HaKodesh. We do not refer to ourselves as Christians, but as Yahvists, according to 1 Peter 4 verse 16 in the restoration of the original Sacred Name version. And so was the disciples and the followers of Yahushua, the apostles, called Yahvists in the time 2,000 years ago. I trust that this study is going to be a real blessing unto you, and very welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. May we enjoy the word while Yahweh will speak and teach us in this revelation word. Why water baptism? We are busy with John 3:3. We spent basically the whole morning on it yesterday morning, and we need to still look at it, because certain things that I've said yesterday morning sounds totally unscriptural. If I say that people need to be immersed or baptized to get into heaven, then it sounds half ridiculous when I say, but the Bible also says, all those that are weary and burdened, come to me and I will give you rest. He doesn't say you have to go and be baptized or immersed. He says, everyone that calls upon the name of Yahushua will be saved. He doesn't say you must be immersed or baptized. The guy on the cross, on the right hand side of the cross, hanging next to Yahushua, says, Yahushua, when you get to your kingdom, think about it. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you today, you will be with me in paradise. He doesn't say you must first get baptized or immersed. Now, why would Yahushua swear on something that I've just quoted you about 5-6 scriptures, which says we don't need to be immersed? or baptize to get to heaven. This scripture says, you cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh except you are born again or immersed. This born again, we will see, is immersing. And Yahushua is so adamant about this that he's swearing about it. Verily, verily, Nicodemus, I say unto you. You must take note. If you are not immersed, you will not enter the kingdom. You will not, what does he say? You cannot even see, never mind enter, you will not even see the kingdom of Yahweh, my Father. Does this sound a bit harsh? What about all the people who died that didn't have the opportunity to be immersed? Most probably being in the traditional churches, or never heard about immersing in the name of Yahushua. Are they going to hell? Are they not going to go into heaven? No, Yahushua, to the guy on the cross. A big part of the puzzle is the part where Yahushua says to this man, this sinner, verily, verily, I say unto you, you will be with me in paradise. So the end stop is where? Paradise. Yahushua promised him, because he has accepted Yahushua as his Redeemer and his Savior, while hanging on the cross, Yahushua says to him, you will enter into paradise, which is in the third heaven, according to Apostle Paul. So now we have two scriptures which seems like they're contradicting each other, which is not. There's not one scripture in the Bible that contradicts one another. Actually, the Bible used different scriptures to rather to confirm certain things than to contradict. It's never contradict one scripture. So we will have this idea now that Yahushua said you need to accept a man be born again. You must have a new life experience. And as we go through this study, we will find that when Yahushua is speaking to Nicodemus, and where the other apostles will speak about, like Peter, Acts 2:36, there's a multitude of people on the day when the Holy Spirit was poured out, the Ruach HaKodesh, and they said to Peter, what must we do, brethren? What must we do to be saved? He says, repent. Repent, 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 repent. The first thing to do to enter into the heaven is to repent, because sinners doesn't enter into heaven. So what happened to the guy on the cross? He must have repented. Otherwise he would have never made the third heaven, which is paradise. So while he was hanging there, he repented. Now what is repent? Repent is a mindset. It's called a paradigm shift, where I need to turn around from the ways that I lived, the ways that I spoke and the ways that I thought. And this guy on the cross, he had a paradigm shift. He repented from his sinful life. While he was having a conversation with Yahushua, this other one on the left-hand side, he was joking. If you are God, take us all from the cross. But this person on the right hand side, in a very small time between himself and Yahushua, they build a relationship. So the moment that I repent, I start to build a relationship with Yahushua. And that's why Peter in Acts 2:36-41, when they ask him, what must we do, brethren? He says, repent, and let every one of you be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sin. The 16th heaven says, in the name of Jesus Christ. He didn't say, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, or the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. No, no, it's titles. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it's all titles. You might just as well baptize somebody in the name of Uncle, Mr., Miss. Same story, it's only titles. It's not a name. I'm a professor, that's my title. But my name is Hannes. You understand the difference? You understand the difference? So what does Yahushua say? Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Now this actually has a total different meaning than what is written here. And that's why we say we must read between the lines. Because again I'm going to say, according to this scripture, it seems like nobody that's been baptized or immersed can enter or even just see the kingdom of Yahweh. Verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, him capital letter, that's Yahushua. How can a man be born when he's old? Did Yahushua in verse 3 said he must be born? No. He said you must be born again. Over again. He didn't say you must be born. Yahushua knew exactly what he was talking about. To talk about being born and be born again are two total different objects. When we talk about to be born, means my mother has to give birth to me. When we talk to, when we discuss the idea of to be born again, my mother plays no role in it. She has no role in it. This is something totally different. Because this, to be born again, has a link to something else that's earthly, but which is heavenly. It's not cardinal. It is spiritually. Nicodemus said unto him, that's Yahushua. How can a man be born when he's old? He's using his intellect. How do I get back into the womb of my mother? Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. He's old. You mean I must get back into my mother's womb? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? He's asking the question. Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born again? So he's understood that this again means me again and again and again. No, so it is. There's much more to it to be born again as to be born. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I'm using the action. It's more than that. So what did Nicodemus do? Because he never understood the words, he didn't understand what Yahushua said, because his mind was structured around 613 different laws of Moses. And they were under the impression by living according to this, to these 613 laws, they would be saved. Where there was no grace in the 613 laws, their sins were forgiven through the blood of slaughtered animals. But they didn't function under the grace of Yahushua. Yahweh forgive their sins. But they didn't live in the fruits of being forgiven. Because they just accumulate and accumulate the same sins over and over and over again. So what do we see in John 4? That he's thinking, Nicodemus is thinking with his carnal mind, understanding that he needs to be born again. Not born again. Now, verse 5. Now, first in verse 3, Yahushua said, you cannot see the kingdom except you are born again. He was swearing. Verse 5. Yahushua answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee. What does he do? He swears for the second time. He's so adamant that he's swearing for the second time. Listen to what he's saying. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. So what is that? The Ruach HaKodesh. There was nothing like a spirit. According to the Restoration Bible, before, because there were also some translations done afterwards and reviews. But in Genesis 1:1 it says that, and the Ruach of Yahweh dwelt on the waters, was dark, and he is not spirit, he's Ruach. Ruach HaKodesh. And that makes Yahweh to be in South Africa, in the studio here, and wherever you are right now. You understand that? So Yahweh is not a person. Yes, we visualize him in a body as a person with a left and a right arm and a head and everything. Why? Because we are human. This is the way that we look. And that's why through nature and the Sunday schools and the churches all these years, in the way that the pastors and the reverence was preaching and teaching, we came to know that Yahweh had a body. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop right here. You think about what I say. Especially the question in verse 5. You go and make a study of verse 5 and see if you can find the answer. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha, Yahweh is coming back again. Hallelujah.